Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have alerted me to something that is just very, very odd, very suspicious. And, you know, I like getting some scoop. I'm not really big on gossip. I don't like conspiracy theories. But when something is going down in my city that is unexplainable, unfathomable, has never happened, I want to know about it. So I'm very, very grateful for all my peeps throughout the United States that kind of give me scoop. In fact, a lot of people hear more about what's going on in Vegas than those people in Vegas. And so I guess the big piece of, and I don't want to call it gossip because I hate gossip, but the big news item is there's a Walmart in Las Vegas that is going to temporarily close for, I think, about a day and a half to clean. Okay? So when I first heard about that, I'm like, you woke me up for that. I was on the potty. I really didn't need to pinch it and get off. No. Honestly, you didn't have to bug me, guys, for this one. You didn't. But I realize why people are kind of getting their panties up in a bunch. This is just very, very strange. And after everything we've seen with COVID and now UFOs and all sorts of stuff going on, strange doesn't necessarily mean strange anymore. Strange means something's going down. Now, Walmart is one of my favorite, do I call it a big box store, company, monopoly, whatever we call Walmart. Walmart has been basically my go-to for everything. Diapers, tampons, deodorant, everything. And I feel safe. I feel safe going to Walmart. If I have to buy some sort of feminine product, I don't feel like there's all these cameras on me and there's all these people standing in line behind me. There are. There's cameras all over the place. But there's something that when you walk into a Walmart, you know, we're family. So, yeah, I got the hemorrhoids again. Man, I got the hemorrhoids again, too. Do you like that? I like it because it's cheaper than Preparation H. You know, and I'll talk to people in line. And you know, I haven't been to Walmart as often since COVID. But basically, I mean, that Walmart is where you go when you don't want to go to the gynecologist. And so, you know, I trust Walmart. Have I seen Walmart ever dirty? Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always throw up and spit and something. But, you know, they clean it up. You know, aisle 5, aisle 15, aisle B8. And Walmart's on it. So when I heard that Walmart has to actually close down the whole entire facility, starts to make you wonder. Well, all I've been able to find out about that, because I never was like, oh my gosh. First, it's the Walmart on 6464 North Decatur. So it's near the 215 Beltway, one of the newer locations, I think, in the broad spectrum of the Walmarts being around for decades. And it's a Northwest Valley location, and it's because they are doing, quote, third-party cleaning. And so I believe they made a statement. They said, as you know, several areas across the country have begun seeing a renewed increase in positive COVID-19 cases. And we want to assist health officials working against the pandemic. In support of this effort, we have chosen to temporarily close our Las Vegas location on Decatur today at 2 as part of a company-initiated program. This will allow extra time for a third-party specialist to further sanitize the store and will give our associates additional time to restock shelves and prepare the store to once again serve the community. So this starts to bring, apparently it's going to close today at 2, reopen tomorrow at 6 a.m. This starts to bring, what the hell do you have to sanitize in there? I mean, what happened? I mean, people take dumps, there's dirty diapers. You know, I think my IUD fell out once. Oh, no, it was my NuvaRing. My vaginal birth control fell out. And I cleaned it up and put it back. But, you know, so, I mean, I get birth control drops, things like that. But for them to choose to close down the whole store to sanitize, I mean, was there an outbreak linked to the people who went shopping at Walmart? Was there somebody who didn't wear a mask? I mean, I'm really kind of baffled by this because we know the virus can escape the masks. We know the mask doesn't protect you 100%. We know vaccinated people get COVID. And so I'd really like to know, what are the criteria for saying something happened at a location? And, I mean, Walmart, everybody goes to Walmart. Everybody knows what their nearest Walmart is. I know where the bathrooms are. I know exactly what's in what aisle. The restocking the shelves, though, is what really makes me nervous. Because I was in a Target the other day, and they had the whole store turned around. And I'm like, what the heck is this? I'm like, wait a second. I'm supposed to get toilet paper on this. There's no toilet paper. There's cleaning goods. What the hell is going on here? And so I'm wondering if maybe these stores just want to shake it up, you know, and make you all excited about coming back into a newly reorganized, recategorized big box store. But, you know, I'm sure we'll hear from the health department if there was any sort of outbreak. The health department is usually the first people to let us know whether this was a preemptive move or not, or they're saying sanitizing, but the problem is they don't have enough labor. They don't have enough staff. You know, or maybe, you know, there was a dead body. I remember when I was in high school, the gym, the girls' gym had to be closed, and we had to change, I think, in the boys' gym, and the boys couldn't be in there at the time, because there was a foul, foul-smelling odor in our girls' locker room, and the rumor was somebody was killed over the weekend and started to rot, even though it takes longer for the smell to happen, but anyway, we had a dead body, somehow, allegedly. So I'm not saying that's what happened. But you just kind of wonder why Walmart would have to close when Walmart is always open. Interesting. 1-877-DOCTOLLYNOBOY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I know some of you guys are really, 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 really tense right now seeing some of this new data. And I get you, but let me explain it because I think there's going to be this whole big poop storm and everybody's going to get mad at doctors. And don't be getting mad at us doctors. Okay, we're only the messengers. But many of us have wanted to know why our natural immunity wasn't being appreciated more. You know, as we have learned throughout life, you need a good immune system. You need to boost your immune system. You need to eat right. You need to sleep right because that's bad for your immune system. You eat like crap, you drink alcohol, you smoke, you vape, bad for your immune system. So we have been religiously flogged with the concept of we need to keep our immune system up. Your immune system is everything when it comes to health. And then when the COVID crisis came, and the vaccine rollout, when people said, that's right, guys, immunity, let's get our immunity going up. Come on, let's, you know, wash our hands, eat well, let's sleep well, let's sit. No, you got to get the vaccine. Yeah, but I've been working on my immunity. I've been, you know, no. It's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be good enough. You've got to get the vaccine. And a group of individuals said, but maybe I should get the virus. Public health officials are like, oh, hell no. No. Got to get the vaccine. Don't get this virus. And me as a doctor, I agree to a certain extent with the public health officials that you shouldn't go out and try to get sick with something that could have been manipulated by China, could have grown in a lab and mutated to something unnatural. This, the way this virus is acting is not like any natural virus I know of. And so I was not recommending trying to get a dose, an aliquot of SARS-CoV into your system because I just didn't know if it could last long term, cause cancer, who knows. So if you were a virgin or naive, you were at risk, get the vaccine. But the questions kept arising, and we've brought this up on the show, is why are vaccinated countries dealing with huge waves? And the answer originally is, well, they didn't reach herd immunity. I get that. Herd immunity is where you have a big majority, at least 75% of people having vaccination, such that the virus just doesn't have enough people to brew, host, make more. And in fact, if younger individuals or the babies of the herd or immunocompromised individuals are surrounded by vaccinated individuals, they could be protected, so to speak. So it was all about herd immunity. But one thing in the back of my mind, as well as in the back of many of your minds, is, well, wait a second here. That just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're immune. Aren't there going to be breakthrough cases? Aren't vaccinated people still going to get sick? And we are seeing that. Well, Israel has seen a significant jump in hospitalizations, and their jump has been 60% in the vaccinated population. So even though in America the majority of vaccinated or the majority of the hospitalizations are unvaccinated, and I can tell you as a doctor with telemedicine, the majority of the new cases of COVID are unvaccinated, but I do have a bunch of vaccinated individuals. I'm saying, you know what? I think you got to get tested. Sounds like COVID. But we, on the whole, in America, the majority that we are being told of the hospitalized patients are unvaccinated. Well, in Israel, it's the opposite. So in one cohort or one sort of look at patients, this is being reported by Becker's Hospital Review, of 514 patients in Israel hospitalized with COVID as of August 15th, 59% were fully vaccinated. Now, this is according to an August 16th article from Science, and they cited national data tracked by Israel's largest health management organizations. So their figures suggest that breakthrough infections may be more common than the term implies, which is why we don't really want to call it breakthrough. We just want to call it, you know, they call it breakthrough, meaning, you know, it was the vaccine provided such a barrier that this virus broke through. But maybe maybe it's more common than we think. I personally think a bunch of us could be walking around with it now, vaccinated, unvaccinated. But they said most of the vaccinated patients who were hospitalized, at least 87%, were over 60 years old. Now, realizing that vaccinated people can get this, all right, that prompted America to go, okay, you guys are going to probably need a booster. Many people are like, are they waiting so long? Let us have the booster now. Well, because Dr. Fauci and many public officials think you need to wait to the 8-month mark, even though immunocompromised and vulnerable people can already get their booster. And I think over 1 million plus people have already gotten a booster, because I think they're realizing that the vaccine either has a waning immunity or the virus is outsmarting it. Well, Israelis, they're not going to just, you know, take things to chance, and they're going to dive in and investigate. And so researchers in Israel wanted to know why they were having so many breakthrough cases. And they looked at thousands and thousands of people. Those who never had COVID were virgins or naive, but were vaccinated. Those who got COVID were unvaccinated, and those who had COVID and were vaccinated with a single dose. And they found a 13-fold increased risk for breakthrough infection of those who never had COVID than those who did. So those having COVID appear to provide protection. Now, they said when the first event occurred during the January and February of 2021, the increased risk was significant for a symptomatic disease as well, meaning this wasn't just somebody, you know, trying to go to work and, oh, they're positive. These are people that were sick with COVID. They say the results could suggest waning natural immunity against the Delta variant. Those vaccinated are still at a 5.96-fold increased risk for breakthrough infection and a 7.13-fold increased risk for symptomatic disease compared to those who actually had COVID. They said SARS-CoV-2 naive vaccinees were also at greater risk for COVID-19-related hospitalization compared to those who were previously infected. Individuals who were previously infected with SARS seemed to gain additional protection from a subsequent single-dose vaccine regimen. So they concluded that natural immunity was longer-lasting and was stronger than if you had lived in a bubble and then got the vaccine, which to many of us with immunology backgrounds makes sense. But again, we have to be very careful in the public health sector because we can't tell people to go and get COVID on purpose. That is too dangerous. There were many naive reversions to COVID that died from COVID. 660,000 people now we've had in the U.S. alone. Millions worldwide. So what this is saying is what I'm taking from the study, okay, isn't that public officials are wrong? Remember, it's an evolving science. But the idea that you having COVID wasn't a complete waste. What you've learned about all your lives, about your immune system, was not false. It means you were right at some level that, yes, the virus gave you antibodies. And these antibodies might be providing additional protections that aren't being discussed in the media. But it also tells us that the ones who appear to be the most protected are those people that had COVID that still went and got a vaccine. Now, they suggested single dose. So while people are having their first, their second, their booster, if Israel comes to find out, look, we could save a hell of a lot of shots because those of you that have had COVID, you might only just need one shot. That could save millions upon millions of shots for people that need them in the poorer countries. So kudos to, let me see if I could tell you who some of these authors are, because I'm like really impressed with these guys. Sivan Gazit, Roi Schleisinger, Galit Perez, Roni Lotan, Asaf Peretz, Amir Bentov, Danny Cohen, Kita Mufsin, Gabriel Chodik, and Tal Patalan. Oh my gosh. Tov Meod. They did very, very well. So, you know, what you want to take from this is not that, you know, public health officials are wrong. What you need to take from this is our natural immunity is not a complete waste. And so everything you learned as a kid is still right on. You got to get some sunlight. You got to get exercise. You got to sleep well. You got to eat well. You can't abuse your body. You don't know what you need. But it also shows that the vaccine is not worthless because the vaccine, you know, did provide extra oomph. What we don't want to, though, do is live in a bubble. And that's going to be the tricky part of this. Because those of us living in a bubble, hoping to only rely on man-made vaccines, might not be as protected as those of us who are building up some stamina. If it doesn't kill you, it makes us stronger. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our Better hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A long list of GOP lawmakers in D.C. are calling for President Biden to either be impeached or resign from office after his failed role in America's withdrawal in Afghanistan. 13 U.S. military members were killed in 2 suicide bombs. Over 100 Afghans also lost their lives. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks on Fox News Thursday.
I'm heartbroken thinking about the many lives that have been impacted, our service members, the lives of the Afghans who have been helping us over the last 20 years who are trying to get to the airport just to potentially get out of a Taliban-run situation in the country there. All of this was completely avoidable.
The U.S. airlift of Americans and her allies continued Friday morning. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Ida formed Thursday afternoon over the Caribbean Sea and has the potential to become a powerful hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico and strike the northern Gulf Coast by Monday. USA Radio News. Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB1, passed the Texas House 79-37, mostly along party lines. The National Football League says 93% of its players are vaccinated for COVID-19, and the league wanted mandatory vaccination, but the NFL Players Association would not agree to it. NFLPA President J.C. Treader said earlier this week that the decision not to make vaccinations mandatory was done by the league, but league officials disputed that observation. NFL referees do not have a vaccine mandate either. More than 34,000 Californians are under evacuation orders as the state experiences dangerous weather conditions for fire activity. The Caldor Fire, which has been burning east of Sacramento for 12 days, could spread rapidly into Lake Tahoe despite firefighting efforts. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, as we are really excited that kids are going back to school, I am surprised that kids were out of school as long as they were. I thought it was pretty dangerous. And we got, you know, teachers to come back. We got teachers vaccinated. I mean, kudos to the school districts. They rolled out a very robust vaccination plan. They got teachers' unions to agree to have teachers come back to school. I know there was a lot of concern with teachers going back and their fear of COVID, but they were one of the, you know, on the front line of getting vaccinated, so they got some protections, even though we know vaccinated individuals could still spread COVID. But, you know, kudos to the teachers for going back. Kudos to the school districts for going back. But we have a pretty important piece that is sadly still lacking, and it's school bus drivers. And school bus drivers, God bless them, there's not enough of them. And so what's now plaguing the whole back-to-school efforts and inhibiting a lot of that is that we don't have enough school bus drivers. So we're hearing that in multiple different school districts, and this is nationwide, they've had to stop bus stops. They've had to cancel stops. They've had to combine routes, and these routes are very, well, you think a football route is pretty well choreographed. These bus routes are choreographed because these bus drivers have to start picking people up at like 6 a.m. And in order to get to every stop and make sure, you know, they bypass certain traffic areas where there's bikes and, you know, things and, you know, this just buses have to kind of be on certain roads. It's a feat. So when you have a system that's already planned out, that was already mapped out pre-COVID, and then you have half the number of bus drivers coming to work, you're in trouble. And so this labor shortage, which I've spoken about, is not going to end September 6th. September 6th is the day that the federal unemployment benefits supposedly stop that extra $300 a week. And the reason why the labor shortage I don't think is going to stop is, one is, many people are not out of work for that. We'll talk about that in a second. Others is, many states are going to still kick that in. We spoke about this yesterday. Many states have tons of leftover funds from COVID. Tons of leftover funds that they can use for unemployment benefits as they wish. So some states will extend the additional unemployment benefits. Now, they're probably going to have stricter rules, like you need to prove to us that you tried to get a job, but some of that money will still protect. Other people are already saying, look, I'd rather make less money and stay home. I don't want to be around COVID. I don't want to go back to a toxic work environment. My boss is cray-cray. I'm not, you know, and I get that because I've worked for some crazy bosses. So, you know, but one thing that people kind of forget, which is very scary to me because a lot of the trouble we're having right now is based on our truck driver shortage because we don't have enough transport, so we don't have access to our supplies. Demand goes up, prices go up, is bus drivers are drivers as well. Bus drivers need CDLs, commercial driver license. And the bus drivers aren't necessarily the young guns that really like to drive, and bus drivers end up tending to be older. And many bus drivers that are older, one, don't want to be around 60 to 100 kids that could be coughing and sneezing on them and making them sick. Two, being in the driving industry is already bad for your health. We, this whole year and a half, you know, told you guys over and over and over again that those of you with high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity are at higher risk for COVID. Well, many people who drive have diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity because they can't exercise. They're for long hours in a truck. But another thing is if you do want to attract younger people, right, once they try and apply for that CDL, they turn right back around. And the reason why is you can't do marijuana and be a driver. You can't get your CDL if you use marijuana. And marijuana being legal in one respect or another in over 37 states starts to now complicate what happens when you have somebody who wants to have a job and operate a car. I think they call them safety-sensitive jobs. Now, mind you, I voted to legalize marijuana because I wanted it studied. I wanted to make sure cops weren't overburdened with marijuana crimes when there's bigger fish to fry. But I wanted it legalized in a methodical fashion such that people wouldn't lose their jobs, people wouldn't be at risk of losing their jobs, there wouldn't be job-related accidents, there wouldn't be people smoking, being around our kids, etc. So when we look at the bus driver shortage or the trucker shortage, don't forget about the pot piece, okay? And again, and I'm not saying this to, I understand why some people during the pandemic decided to use pot. It's illegal. They're not working. They're not going to get in trouble. So all these drivers who got canned, I think the one major truck fleet had to fire 90,000. There were like 90,000 truckers that lost their jobs, and bus drivers, tens of thousands lost their jobs too because schools were closed. So you're home. You're not driving. Why can't you enjoy what all your other neighbors are enjoying? Well, now that it's in your system, now that you like it, now that it's a part of your daily routine, whether you use it to sleep or whether you use it to relax, now you need to get back behind a wheel. According to the National, apparently there's a little bit of a disconnect between the Department of Justice and the Department of Transportation. And DEA Schedule 1 drugs are not allowed to be used by drivers, according to the Department of Transportation. Marijuana is considered a Schedule 1. Now, if they change that, that's to a lower schedule, like a 2 or 3, it still might disqualify drivers because drivers can't be on pain medications. They can't be on narcotics. They can't be on a lot of medications that could affect their sleep, their thinking, their cognition. Then I'm not saying all bus drivers are on pot. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is when you shut down a country like you do and you fire people and you don't give them any end in sight on when they're going to come back to work, they're going to go and live life. They might find a new job. They might go, you want to know what? I was thinking about retiring. I'm going to retire now. Or they might start to take on certain habits that might not blend well with a safety-sensitive job. And so I don't think anybody wants to talk about it, but we're probably going to hear about driver shortages for a very, very long time. And I worry that the government might feel so much pressure to go, okay, you know what, fine, marijuana's fine. Because we're so desperately in need of our trucking fleets and our drivers and all that. But if they do that, then what about the safety aspect of it? So this is kind of a mess. And I, you know, mind you, I was a fan of legalizing marijuana for us to study it and free up our cops. I was not a fan of people who were never using it, never going to use it, now using it regularly and not being able to be a part of the career they were in. And I wasn't a fan of kids smoking it and dropping out of school. So many, shall we say, school districts are offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses, $2,000 sign-on bonuses, $3,000 sign-on bonuses to try to get more drivers to come back. For those of you that like to drive, that like kids, you know, I think it's a great job. I mean, I remember the kids were kind of mean. There was a bus driver and the kids in the 80s were calling him Jabba the Hutt. And he was mean, but the kids were mean to him. But, you know, if you got some nice kids and you're a cool bus driver, I could see how it's a rewarding job, but this is where we're at. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom, you know, I was just actually thinking about you because I got to ask you a question. Tom, you on from Baltimore, right?
Yep.
Hey, Tom. All right, I'll let you talk and then I'll ask you what I want to ask you. Go ahead. What's going on?
No, you go first.
So, you know, we were talking about marijuana and marijuana, because I know you're a fan of legalization of drugs or the decriminalization of drugs. What should the government do about drivers and restrictions on CDLs when it comes to marijuana?
Well, I think, like you just mentioned, I'm certainly an anti-prohibitionist, whether it's regarding drugs or really anything. It's just proven throughout history to not be successful in any realm. Relative to people getting behind the wheel, if they're impaired, well, you know, now we're not talking about your personal freedoms. We're talking about committing a criminal act that could injure someone else. And that's when I do think the government should get involved. Relative to it being something that is accepted like a prescription drug, like you, there hasn't been enough testing for me to be comfortable with it being allowed to be in your system when it's not regulated. And that's the whole issue with prohibition. It does not allow for certain things that people, if they want to take it, they're going to take it anyway. And when you don't have regulation, then you don't know what you really have in your body. You don't know if you've got the real thing. Mm-hmm. You don't know what dose it is. And, you know, like I always say, regulation and taxation is always better than prohibition and incarceration.
I don't like the tax part, but I get you. Because, I mean, honestly, that is a difficult situation. Here we are making blanket rules, and we don't know what the heck you're smoking or what you're getting in the gummy. And so, but once regulation comes into play, then it does get taxed. And then it gets more expensive, and then it drives people to the underground market.
Right, and that's where a responsible government, that's where you want to have a responsible, well, you always want to have a responsible government, but, you know, it's those who want to take advantage of situations like that, be it in government or in the private sector, they always ruin it for everybody, don't they?
Yeah.
By the way, there is a prescription medication called Marinol.
Yep.
Which is a THC-based medication that is something that you can get from your doctor.
And, I don't think you're allowed to go drive with it.
A problem.
Yeah, I think that's one of the medications on the CDL list because we use it to stop nausea for cancer patients. But I think that's one of the medicines on the list where if you drive, you can't get a CDL.
Well, I guess they've done studies that they feel that it's something that would impair you too much.
Yeah. I know. So anyway, yeah, okay, so what you got for us?
So the 700 Club did a very interesting piece this morning on just what you were talking about earlier relative to the COVID vaccine. And I wanted to find out from you what your thoughts were relative to what the report was putting out. Very curious that Israel, being one of the most highly vaccinated countries, is now seeing this surge in cases, even talking about doing lockdowns. And they spoke with a doctor in Israel, and he was talking about a side effect from COVID called a cytokine storm. It's, as he described, your body's reaction to, I guess, a pathogen that it recognizes, and it adversely affects a lot of people. So they were and are pushing these booster shots. My question to you would be, if a vaccine, and correct me if I'm wrong, is supposed to mimic to a lesser extent the actual pathogen so that your body has an immune response to it, would it stand to reason that there's a possibility that a vaccine mimicking the actual disease or virus could trigger this cytokine storm as easily as the actual virus could?
That's a good question.
Would that be a logical step?
Yeah, it won't, and I'll tell you why, but that's a good question. And Tom, as usual, thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. But the reason why there's that difference is because the cytokine storm, and that's deadly, and we actually, before we knew it was a cytokine storm, we spoke about it on the show because we noticed men seem to be afflicted much stronger than women, you know, by this virus, and that their lungs would consume and all that. We believe that's triggered by the pathogen of the virus and the virus getting into the cell, causing the cell to make more virus. The whole viral load replication process and everything about the virus infecting seems to trigger the cytokine storm, as opposed to what the vaccine does is try to, it avoids a lot of those pathways. What the vaccine does is it gives a little piece of mRNA. That little piece of mRNA is supposed to be told by the cell, not the DNA, but the cell nucleus, to make these spike proteins. The immune system learns the spike proteins, and then if the virus comes from the back door, they could turn around and go, okay, we've just been briefed. This is what we're looking for. This is what we're ready for. We could fight it. Now, if the cytokine storm is because somebody has a whole wave of antibodies and the antibodies are just now all pumped up and primed, yes, but we see that more in allergic reactions. And so you can have an allergic reaction to the vaccine. It's rare. You could have a exaggerated immune response, such that the immune response starts to fight the body's nerves, like Guillain-Barré. But we haven't necessarily seen the vaccine actually turn around and call cytokine storm. But one thing Tom is I think talking about also, which is something that I think is a possibility, is if you've had COVID before, or if you've had the vaccine, are you going to be a little bit more sensitive to having an issue? So, like, for example, you know, once you have a kidney stone, yeah, there's a good chance you're going to probably have another kidney stone, right? You know, or once you've had a hemorrhoid, there's a good chance you're going to have another hemorrhoid flare-up. It's like the cat is out of the bag. And so once you've had bad COVID and had that cytokine storm, you know, is your body going to be more prone to being dramatic when mild virus comes your way? And does natural immunity prevent that, worsen that? So we still have a lot more studies to go. What we want to know fast is that we haven't made a mistake with our vaccine rollout. And I don't believe we have. I would feel really, really bad if we did. You have many people out there that are like, look, I'd rather wait. I'd rather take my chances and wait. And they are being vilified in the media, vilified by doctors. They're being segregated. They're being biased. They're being politicized. You know, people who are like, look, you know, I'd rather just wait because I don't want to be wrong. They are just, you know, being crucified right now, you know, in America. Yet, you know, me as a doctor saying, look, I'm seeing what COVID's doing. I got to go with whatever we have in terms of the best information today. I might be wrong. I hope I'm not wrong, but I'm going to recommend vaccine for now because I see vaccinated people not get as sick as unvaccinated. But I'm not going to say that that's a whole truth because we are seeing vaccinated individuals end up in the hospital. And Israel is one of the countries saying more of them are being hospitalized than the unvaccinated. So we obviously have to investigate it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.